Okay, everybody, good morning. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kolosh, Shabbos Kolosh class learning. We thank our generous sponsor, who wants to remain anonymous very much. Tiskei mitzvos umaisim tovim. It should be a chus for you and your family for besoros tovos and simchas and many shabbosos spent together with Rov Nachash. Okay, let's get right into our learning. Having some Zoom issues this morning. Technology, which we do not control. Technology is the not able to be controlled, but it should be the Ratzon Hashem that we should be able to have our learning together on these Divrei Torah this morning. So we are on page 65 of the Sefer. I know we didn't learn last time, so we haven't met for a month. So I'm just going to recap where we're up to. I prepared a very, I think, beautiful shiur, some very new and beautiful sources, and I'd like to delve into them with you. I'm just repeating the page so we know where we're holding. On Erev Shabbos, Hashem turns to every Jew and says, tomorrow is my day. You are my guest. I am asking you to be my caterer. Keep in mind that all the meals on this day are my meals and prepare them accordingly. The Jew says, Ribbono shel Olam, King of the Universe, I don't think I can manage to prepare a meal befitting the King of the Universe. Hashem answers, I don't mean you should pay. I will pay. Just go buy whatever you want, borrow on my account, and I will pay. And so it is. We can splurge for Shabbos even if our finances are tight, as mentioned. However, a person must establish a practical framework within which to fulfill this mitzvah, since there is no end to what may be bought, baked, etc. The Mishnah Berurah says, one should not borrow on Hashem wildly, lest he ultimately transgress the laws of financial honesty. We should not buy things beyond our lifestyle. We should not act as if we were really Baron Rothschild. The main thing is to know you're preparing everything for Hashem. He ordered the meal, so try to compliment him as best as you can. You know, it's so funny. We really have to put this into practice. This is a mamish true story. I asked one of my kids what they want for Shalosh Shudas this week. Because some of the kids say they're not hungry, they're just washing. Some of them want cereal in the summer, it's so much later. One particular child likes when I have a menu, so it's hard for me to always have a menu. I can't think of what to make all the time. So last week I had salmon and sesame noodles, homemade. So I said, what do you want? So the child said, it's fine to have, they like cabbage salad, so fine. I make a very nice cabbage salad and dips. So I didn't know what dips to make, what to buy. So then I promise you, 15 minutes before this shiur started, my husband was driving another child to camp, and I called and I said, there's a store in our neighborhood that sells very delicious, they're homemade style dips, but they're more expensive. So, but this child specifically requested cabbage salad and dips. So I called my husband and I said, did you just drop off X child at camp? And they said, yes. I said, could you please go to such a store and buy these three dips? I need them for Shalosh Shudas. My husband said, show for Shalosh Shudas with the rabbi, etc. I said, we need them for Shalosh Shudas. But I mamish have this in mind, because they really are not so cheap. They're not like Baron Rothschild would buy dips, I don't know. But they're not so cheap. But I really mamish have in mind, it's a Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and this is a true story. And Hashem says, when you spend on my account for Shabbos, I'm paid. So you have to put this into practice. It's not enough to just learn it. We have to find ways to buy something beyond what we would normally buy or normally spend within means of Mishnah Berurah says, not spending wildly, but everyone has to put this into practice. So I hope that they have the dips that I wanted and that the family likes. And so we really have to make sure that we that when it comes to Shabbos, it's not just important to learn what we're learning. We have to find ways to take our learning, what we learn in the shiur, and practically put them into practice. So for some people, that means buying certain dips for Shabbos. For some people, it means making sure if you didn't dress for Shabbos, so you're dressed for Shabbos. If you wear a tichel, then you have a special tichel for Shabbos. Just if you don't have any company, put on your jewelry for Shabbos. Whatever it is, buy a nice bottle of wine for Shabbos. There has to be a way that a person puts this into practice. It's not enough to just be learning what the halachos are. It has to become, in a practical framework, integrated into our lives and into our Shabbosos. So now we're having for Shalosh Shudas. My cabbage salad with, hopefully the store had the dips. I don't know, I came in this year, so I can be in touch with my husband. We'll see if he comes home with them. But Ezra Hashem. The main thing is to know you're preparing everything for Hashem. He ordered the meal, so try to compliment him as best as you can. The same applies to how we dress for Shabbos. When a person looks through his wardrobe, trying to decide what to wear for a certain occasion, he takes into account the company of who you will be in, if he will be amongst very distinguished people, so he dresses accordingly. Obviously, you don't go to an important meeting in your shmatas, in your pajamas. It's totally not appropriate. If he realizes he only has tatters, if he realizes he only has tatters and an important occasion is coming up, he must consider buying himself a new outfit. So it is with Shabbos. We should keep in mind who we are dressing up for. We are like the Kohanim. It's interesting because actually in this week's Sedra Chutzar, it's Parshas Chukas, at the end of Perek Chof, when Aaron dies, actually this is relevant to this, when Aaron dies, what is Hashem, in Parshas Chukas, Perek Chof, Miriam dies, Moshe strikes the rock and is banished from Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the Perek, it's a tragic Perek, because Miriam dies, Moshe, we find out, is not going into Eretz Yisrael, and Aaron also dies. So in essence, we lose our three great leaders in Parshas Chukas, Perek Chof. But Aaron dies, and what is the symbol of Aaron dying? Moshe is commanded to go up to the top of Hor Hahor with Aaron, Moshe, and Elazar Kohen, v'hafshed es begadav v'halbeish es Elazar b'no. The transfer of Kohuna, how did it come about? Unbelievable. On the top of Hor Hahor, how did it come about? Hashem tells Moshe, strip Aaron of his priestly vestments, the big day Kohuna, and dress Elazar his son. And when Moshe and Elazar come down from the mountain, Elazar is cloaked in these big day Kohuna, which is a sign that he is now Kohen Gadol. His father has benifter, his father died. We should keep in mind who we're dressing up for. Says of Shimshon Pinkas, we are like Kohanim. Just like you know that Elazar is the Kohen, Aaron's Kohuna is over, Aaron's life is over. Take off his garments from him, the big day Kohuna, and who should you put him on? V'hal Beish, as Elazar b'no. You have to put him on Elazar's son. It's a sign of distinction. It's a sign of royalty, not Malchus literally. It's a sign of Mamlachas Kohanim. Ha! Pun intended. Mamlachas Kohanim. He is truly the Malucha of Kohen. It went from Aaron, now it's going to Lazar, as indicated by special garments. That's how you know Lazar is a Kohen Gadol. So too, a Jew on Shabbos, you shouldn't come in your shmatas or your tatters to Shabbos. We are like Kohanim. You're ministering before Hashem. You must be in dignified priestly garments. So for whatever person, whatever their level of Shabbos clothing is, whatever the level of Shabbos clothing is, different communities, especially in Eretz Yisrael, have different forms of lavush. But whatever your lavush for Shabbos is, you have to make sure you are in that lavush for Shabbos Kodesh. Because just like the Kohen ministers in the Mishkan, so too, this is a Mishkan. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. The home is a base of Mikdash for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Also this week's Parsha, Balak. Ma'atov Elecha Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael. And what does the Gemara say? Masecha Sanhedrin Kuf Hei Amud. So the Gemara says that what was Bilam saying? These are, what is the Ohalacha Yaakov and the Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, the base Knesses and the base Medrash. The base Knesses, Bilam is giving us a bracha, we should have Batei Knesiot, we call them shuls, synagogues, whatever, Makomos Tefillah, base Knesses. And Ohalacha Yaakov is Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, is the yeshivos, the base Medrash. Another pshat, however, on Matov Alech Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, it's Bamidbar 24:5 Chaf Dal Pasuk Hey. It's Parshas Balak, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. This week is the Sedra. So another pshat is it's the actual tense. He saw them Shochein L'Shvatav, dwelling according to the Shvatim. And Rashi says on the Chumash, the tent of opening of this one didn't open to this one. It was Tzniyas. Their homes were Bitzanei Alachas Im Elokecha. You couldn't see into the entrances. They weren't interested in seeing what's going on in someone else's home. So one pshat refers to Matov Alechav Mishkan Asecha Yisrael as the homes of Kaisha. The other pshat refers to the base Knesses and the base Medrash. So which is it? Is it the homes of Kaisha? Or are we praising the homes of Kal Yisrael for being Tzanua, Matovu, how goodly? Or are we praising the base Medrash and the base Knesses? Which one is it? So Rabbi Zavlov says, I heard this year Wednesday morning on my fast. So Rabbi Zavlov says something very nice. He says, a Jew should feel that their home is in the base Knesses and the base Medrash. On the other hand, the home must be a base Medrash and a base Knesses. That's what Rabbi Zavlov says. How do you integrate these two pshatim? Is it the home that Bilam is blessing? Not by his own accord. The Gemara says that Beferish, he wanted to curse Israel. It's Kof Hei Amen Alpha Masecha Sanhedrin. He wanted to curse Kal Yisrael, Hashem changed it into blessing. So is it a blessing for the base Knesses and the base Medrash? Or is it a blessing for the Jewish home? The answer is it's both. How do you integrate both? Because a Jew should feel, I love this line, Rabbi Zavlov said, a Jew should feel the base Knesses and the base Medrash is his home. And you are learning Torah when you are in a Malkam Tfil, you should feel that's my home. On the other hand, the home should become the base Knesses and the base Medrash. So just like the Kohen served in the Mishkan, the ultimate base Mikdash, so too a Jew on Shabbos Kodesh is like the Kohen, and your home becomes the base Knesses, your home becomes the base Medrash, your home becomes the Mikdash Ma'at, and then you integrate both Matov Olach Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael into one. My home is a base Knesses for the Ribbono Shel Olam. My home is a base Mikdash. It is a Mikdash Ma'at. So therefore, you have to be dressed like you're serving in the base mikdash, in the mikdash ma'ah. And when it comes to Shabbos, don't light, you know, candles in whatever, you're dressed down a tarin, then get dressed for the meal. We have to make sure that we're dressed appropriately. Again, every person for their level. In different communities, that is different lavush. Whatever community, whatever your mahalach, you make sure that you have Shabbos clothes in. Because we are like the Kohanim, you're like Elazar HaKohen, the Halbesh as Elazar Beno, ministering before Hashem, and you must be in dignified priestly garment. So a few inyanim we can apply. One, I promise you, at 8:48, I called my husband. I said, did you just drop off so-and-so at camp? He said, yes, he's close to the store. It's like a small specialty takeout store. Oh, he just walked in. Let's see if they had all three dips. Did they have the dips? Baruch Hashem. We ordered the Turkish salad, the eggplant sweet potato dip, and the hummus with the onions. And they're very delicious, so they are special for Shabbos. So you should have in mind, how can I implement buying something that is, yeah, it is, yum, they're delicious. If you ever come to a neighborhood, I'll tell you the story. It's kedai to go. So I'm sure you have delicious things in Lakewood also. So a person has to think, how can I integrate into my life? And the Gemara tells us in Beitza Tazayin, which we've learned many times, when we spend for Shabbos, Hashem says, I foot the bill. So the Mishnah Berurah says, be careful. It doesn't mean you could spend wildly. That's asur. On the other hand, a person does have to know, spend a little bit beyond your means because it's an honor of Shabbos. And secondly, think of what signified Aaron's death and then his transference of Kohuna to Elazar, the Begadim. When Elazar came down wearing the Begadim, everyone understood that he is now the Masharis Hashem. He is now the Kohen Gadol. He is now serving in the base Mikdash, the Mishkan, in the desert. And that's what we have to think to ourselves. Every Shabbos, we are the Kohen ministering in the Mikdash Ma'at, was Matova Leachakum Mishkan Sechi Yisrael, referring to the homes or the base Knesset / base Midrash. It was referring to both. How do I integrate that? Says Rabbi Zavlev, a Jew should feel his home is in the base Knesset, base Midrash. On the other hand, the home should be the base Knesset and the base Midrash as well. Okay. And the same goes for our Shabbos candlesticks. That's the next sentence of Rav Shimshon Pinkas. The same goes for the Shabbos candlesticks, Hadlakas Neiros. It should be as nice as possible. He actually states it as a question. Shouldn't they be as nice as possible, like the menorah in Hashem's home, the Beis HaMikdash? So now we are going to talk about Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Again, the same goes for our Shabbos candlesticks, the last sentence we read. First we spoke about spending a little bit beyond our means, then we spoke about the Levush based on Parshas Chukas, Mises Aaron, and Parshas Balak, Matovu. And now we talk about Shabbos candlesticks. Shouldn't they be as nice as possible, like the menorah in Hashem's home, the Beis HaMikdash? So we're going to look at one halacha from the Shulchan Aruch with the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah. I thank my son. He called last night from camp, another child. He called last night from camp, but I told him, I was preparing shiur last night. And I said, when he called, and I said, I'm teaching the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah that you showed to me before you left, and thank you so much. So now I am going to screen share with you, which I prepared over here last night. Hold on a second. I don't want to give an ein hara, al tiftach pal satan, but I do want to express a curse to Baruch Hashem that Baruch Hashem we are having share right now. Okay, I'm even yavin. Here we go. Okay, can you see it says Shulchan Aruch Reish Samech Gimel over here? Yeah, you could? Okay, fine. So this is Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Samech Gimel. Mi v'mi hamadlikin. Now my Mishnah Berurah is right here. Okay. Mi v'mi hamadlikin v'im tov. Okay. There are 17 Se'ifim in Siman Reish Samech Gimel. We're just looking at the very beginning. Actually, I need to put you here so I can prepare the Mishnah Berurah. The last thing we read in Rav Shimshon Pinkas is the same goes for our Shabbos candlesticks. Shouldn't they be as nice as possible? Like the menorah in Hashem's home, the Beis HaMikdash. So there's this Indian of having not only lighting the candles, but the candlesticks should be as nice as possible. So let's look at this. This is very, very interesting. My son showed this to me a few weeks ago. Okay. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. The first Se'if in Siman Reich Shamech Gimel says as follows. Yehei Zayir Lashos Ner Yafeh. Interesting. You should be very careful that you should have a Ner Yafeh. Now, what is a Ner Yafeh? If I have to translate that, maybe that means like a nice candle, a nice lamp. V'yesh mekavnim lasos shtei pesilos, echad keneged zecher ve'echad keneged shavar. And there are those who have a mind to have two wicks. Okay, one like Zachar Shamar Shabbos Kacho, Parshas Yisro, and one Shamar Shamar Shabbos Kacho, Parshas Ve'ashchadon. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So my son showed me the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean, Ner Yafeh? The Mishnah Berurah, the Great Chavetz Chaim, Zecher Tzad V'Kadosh Avracha, is right here. Yafeh. Ve'isa B'shas. The Zoha, one second, the Isa B'Shas, yeah, so you should see in Shas, Susha Sidra Mishnah, the Zoha Avrazel Labanim Talmidei Chachamim. That someone who is makbid, the Mishnah Berurah, is commenting on this halacha as codified by the Shulchan Aruch, which is Yehezar Lasos Ner Yafa. Why are we going to this? Because the last thing we read in our Sefer is, same goes for the Shabbos candlestick. Shouldn't they be as nice as possible, like the menorah in Hashem's home, the Beis HaMikdash? Isa B'Shas, the Zocha Avrazel, Abanim Talmidei Chachamim. Ah, to Chazal teach that someone who is makbid on this, she will be Zocha to Banim, children who are Talmidei Chachamim, Dichtiv, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Because a candle, a lamp is a mitzvah, and Torah is light. So in other words, if you fulfill, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? Ki ner mitzvah, if you fulfill the mitzvah of Nero Shabbos, you'll be zocha to Torah or, the light of Torah through your children. You understand what the Pasuk is teaching? According to this interpretation, Ki ner mitzvah, if you fulfill the mitzvah of Yehezar, Lasos ner yafa, you fulfill the mitzvah of ner mitzvah, Torah or you will be zocha to the light of Torah. Through who will you be zocha to the light of Torah? Through banim who are talmidei chachamim. Ayedei ner mitzvah de Shabbos, ba or de Torah, through the mitzvah of Nero Shabbos comes the light of Torah. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah then adds something else. Uda kach ra'oi shetit palel ha'isha, achar shetegmar ha'adlaka v'habracha, sheyitin al kosh baruch hu banim zacharim me'irim b'torah. Ooh, wow. And now the Mishnah Berurah adds something very beautiful. And therefore, he says, uda kach ra'oi, and therefore it is worthy, shetit palel ha'isha, that the woman should daven, achar shetigmar ha'adlaka v'habracha, after she finishes the lighting and making the bracha, sheyitin al kosh baruch hu banim zacharim me'irim b'tor. The woman should daven after she lights these Shabbos candles that Hashem should give her male children who will light up the world with their Torah. Why? Because the pasuk says ki ner mitzvah v'torah, or mishlei ner mitzvah means if I fulfill the mitzvah of ner mitzvah of Shabbos candles, like the Shulchan Aruch says, yehezar lasos ner yafeh, you should be careful to have a nice light. V'torah or the reward will be Torah, the light of Torah will fill your home, will fill the world. Says the Mishnah Berurah, through Ner Mitzvah Shabbos comes the Or of Torah. And then he adds a beautiful Nakuda. So talking about things that we can practically integrate into our observance of Shabbos from today's shir. Go buy the dips. It has to be within your means. That's something you would normally spend maybe for during the week. Don't spend wildly, says the Mishnah Berurah, all the Mishnah Berurah, because then you are financially dishonest on Hashem's account. Because you're not really Baron Rothschild. But on that end, spend a little bit beyond means. Secondly, what indicated that Elazar was now the Kohen, Parshas Chukas, that he had the Begadim. The Habesh as Elazar Beno, Havshet as Arnas Begadim. I said, Pazakot of order. So when he came down to Big Day Kohuna, we know that he is now the Mashari Sashem. So you have to be the Mashari Sashem. You have to wear the Big Day Kohuna on Shabbos Kodesh, not exactly the proverbial Big Day Kohuna on Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because you are in the Mikdash Ma'at. How do I know the home is a Mikdash Ma'at? Because Bilam said 24:5, Bamidbar, Ma'atov alachak mishkan esach Yisrael, Ma'atov alachak yakom mishkan esach Yisrael, Zukt Rashi and Chumash. This refers to the tents of Israel, the homes they were tzanuah. Oh, Zuk the Gemara Masechah Sanhedrin, Kofei Amar Alav. Wait a minute, this was first the base Knesset and the base Midrash. Well, which is it? Is the homes or the base Midrash, base Knesset? Oh, says Rabbi Zavlev, it's one and the same. A Jew should feel his homes in the base Knesset and base Midrash. On the other hand, a Jew's home should be the base Knesset and base Midrash. And if that's where your home is, then you have to look like you're playing the part, not playing the part. It's the wrong thing. You are fulfilling the role of being the Kohen. And make sure your Levush for Shabbos reflects that. Third thing we can integrate into our lives, especially as women, the Chavetz Chaim is speaking to us. Shimshon Pinkas said, shouldn't the candlesticks, the Shabbos candlesticks, be as nice as possible, like the menorah in Hashem's home? So the Shulchan Aruch tells you, Taka, the first halacha in Siman Reish Samech Gimel, is Yehezari Lasos Ner Yafa. You should be very careful to have a ner yafa. And there are those who have two wicks, one for zachar and one for shamar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean a ner yafa? It means ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, through the mitzvah of Shabbos candles, ner mitzvah, you'll be zocha to Torah or. What does that mean? Banim who are talmidei chachamim. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it is worthy for a woman to daven when she finishes hadakas neiros and the bracha ladak ner shel Shabbos, sheyita na kosh baruch hu banim zacharim me'irim v'torah. Not just that Hashem should give you children, You should give you children who will light up the world with their Torah and the merit of Hadakas Neir Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us all with children who are Me'irim Mesa'olim B'Torah. Now, I want to go with you to an unbelievable Rabbeinu B'Chaye, which I prepared right here. Okay. Could you see I switched to Sefer Shemaz Perek Yitas? Okay. So the Chumash tells us, this is in Parshas Yisro, okay? This is, Perek Yitas is the prelude to Matan Torah. Oh, so we're finished with the Shulchan Aruch for now. Now we are going into Sefer Shemos Perek Yates. This is Parshas Yisro, the prelude to Matan Torah. Very, very famous pasuk. The Chodesh HaShlishi, the third month, when the children of Israel left Egypt, on this day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. We are by Matan Torah now. Vayishum Refidim, they journeyed from Refidim, and they come to the wilderness of Sinai, and they camped in the desert. Vayichon Sham Yisrael Negad Har, and Israel camped there opposite the mountain. Pasuk Gimel. Umosha Allah El HaElokim, Moshe ascended up to God, and God called him from the mountain, saying very famous words. Perhaps some of the most famous words in Chumash, Kos Na, and I went to Rabbi Shai Shach to say years ago, he said the Ramban's very famous. And then he said, not that the Ramban is more famous than any other Ramban, we made it famous. Not that this Pasuk is more famous than any other Pasuk, we made it more famous. Kos Omer the Beis Yaakov, V'tagei the Bnei Israel. So you shall tell the Beis Yaakov, so you shall tell the Bnei Israel. Zuk Rashi very famously, Kos Omer the Beis Yaakov, Elu Hanashim. So everybody knows that who got the Torah first, and the marriage of Shmos Rab is a beautiful piece with a number of different reasons as to why the Torah was given to the woman first. These are the women. Okay, I want to look with you at this Rabbeinu B'Chaye. The Lashon is just unbelievable. It relates very much to the Mishnah Brura that we just learned. Here we go. Kosomer the Beis Yaakov, Elu Hanashim. Kosomer B'Lashon HaKodesh, Kosomer B'Nachas. So Rabbeinu B'Chaye says, Kosomer L'Beis Yaakov, who are we speaking to? Elo Hanashim. I'm right here on the side of the screen. Elo Hanashim. And then the Rabbeinu B'Chaye adds, Kosomer, so you shall say, B'Lashon HaKodesh. When you teach the Torah, it should be B'Lashon HaKodesh. When you transmit Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, to the woman, make sure it's in L'Lashon HaKodesh. Kosomer B'Nachas. Furthermore, Kosomer, you should say it with pleasantness. So three things on Kosomer L'Beis Yaakov. Number one, this is the woman. Two, give over the Torah Lashon HaKodesh. And three, benachas, b'ne'imus, with pleasantness, with a sweetness in how you give over Torah. Okay. Then Rabbeinu B'Chaye continues, v'tziva l'daber el anashim t'chila. And Moshe was commanded to speak to the women first, l'lamdan musar v'darach aretz, to teach them musar and darach aretz. It's very hard to translate those words into English. I'm sorry, especially since we just read Rabbeinu B'Chaye says you should teach them in Lashon HaKodesh. Yes, we live in Galus, and unfortunately the mother tongue here for many of us is English. Musa literally means chastisement, and Derech Eretz is the way a Jew should behave, the way of the world. Sometimes they're first to marital relations, sometimes they're first to Parnassa. That's not what I believe the Rabbeinu B'Chaye means here. You should teach the Jewish woman Musa and Derech Eretz. I'm going to leave it without translating it further, even though I did translate it already. Okay, the ode. Furthermore, why to give to the woman first? Kedei lahamshich liban ela Torah vela mitzvos. A woman is not potter from her heart being pulled towards Torah and mitzvos. It's not enough to go through all the motions as a Jewish woman without having any meaning, without having our heart in the matter. A woman too, lahamshich liban ela Torah vela mitzvos. If you want to create a meaningful abode for the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you want to talk and make your home into a mikdash va'ah, so a woman must also be pulled, her heart must be pulled to Torah mitzvos. How will she remain connected to God? How will she know the halachos of the mitzvot she has to fulfill? How will she be able to transmit Torah simecha, shema b'ni musar avich v'al titosh Torah simecha? How will she transmit Torah Samecha to her children if her heart is not pulled after Torah mitzvahs? Just like a man has to be kovei itim Torah, a woman does not have an obligation to be kavata itim Torah Shabbos Lamed Aleph Av. She does not have an obligation to set aside times for Torah for the purpose of Torah learning in and of itself. That is a mitzvah for a man. But she, of course, has a mitzvah to be involved in a Torah learning, in asiyos mitzvah, so that she knows what to do, so she passes on the Mesorah, so it's not mitzvah sanashim milumda, so she too has a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. She has to learn in order lishmar v'la'asos. Interesting. And then the Beit HaBachai says, you should tell them the heads of the topic, the main points of the topic, because their da'as is not like the das of men. Rabbi Zavaf has a whole piece on the different types of women, different types of wisdom that a man has and a woman has. I don't want to even get into this now. Forget it. Let's go. The ode, the point of me bringing this Rabbeinu B'Chaye is, the ode sha isha hatova hisibah la Torah. Wow. A Isha Tova is Siba the Torah. A good woman is a reason for Torah. What does that mean? Shehi yichola lahamshich haspana lebeis hamedrash. So, in other words, the woman got the Torah first. Why are the women getting the Torah first? We're learning a number of different reasons why the woman got the Torah first. But furthermore, a good woman, and it sounds terrible, translated of Lashon HaKodesh, an Isha Tova is a reason, not for the Torah to be given. Why not? What does that mean? Not why not. Why is that a good an Isha Tova? I'm not going to translate again. Why is an Isha Tova enough of a reason for the Torah to be given to Klal Yisrael? In other words, Rabbeinu Yochai is explaining, what does it mean that the woman got the Torah first? So now he tells you that an Isha Tova is a Sibul of Torah. Why? Because she has the ability to draw her children to the base medrash. Because it is the woman who is found in the house. It is the woman who has the mother who has mercy, compassion upon her child. By the way, it's not an accident that the womb, and Lashon HaKodesh, where this child, who you daven, should be a Talmid Chacham and bring the light of Torah to the world, grows, is called the Rachem, of course. The woman of the home, the woman of Klal Yisrael, is the source. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is obviously the Baal Rachamim. But the Jewish woman is the source of Rachamim for the home, for the nation. The womb where this child grows is called the Rachem. We already know that nothing in Lashon HaKodesh is an accident because we stress that all the time. The Bein Bechai says here that an Isha Tova is a Siba for Torah. Imagine. Hashem said, Kosomer Beis Yaakov. It's kedai that there are Jewish women for me to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the merit of these Jewish mothers, it's enough for me to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Why? Because she is able to draw her children to the base medrash. Remember, we already said that the home should be a base medrash, and the base medrash should be one's home. It is incumbent upon the woman to instill that hashkafa into her home and into her children, that they should always feel that Torah learning is their home, the base medrash is their home. Lafishihi mitzui bebayis, because she traditionally is the one who is found in the home. V'himira chames alav. And it is she, the woman, from her rachamim, her womb, her rechem, where the child grows, she is the source of compassion, of mercifulness upon her child. V'kamim mine ga'aguim, with all different kinds of emotions and all different kinds of feelings. The reason I keep looking to the side is because this, I just use this to screenshot so you could learn with me. This is my source. I'm using my Mikras Gadol, and I just want to make sure that the source on the screen is accurate, because it isn't always accurate. Usually it is, but sometimes they have mistakes. Okay. Where am I up to? Lafishi mitzuya babayis vimer achamasal bekamine ga'aguin kidei lamshich oso achar limer hator minu uraf. The special koch of the woman is not only to give treats, and not only to buy the dips, and not only to make the sesame noodles, and not only to make sure there's nash in the house, it's also through all kinds of special emotions unique to a woman, including the rachamim, that she has to bring her child and pull him after limitar minu uraf, that Torah should be dear, learning Torah should be dear to the child from his youth. Vagam kiyaz kin lo yasur mimena. That's also from Mishlei. Chanuch lenar, he's paraphrasing. Chanuch lenar al pidarko, gam kiyaz kin lo yasur mimena. Chanuch lenar al pidarko is very famous. That's the end of the pasuk is gam kiyaz kin lo yasur mimena. So here the Bein Bechai paraphrases it and says, if she teaches her child the importance of limud Torah from his youth, with only the special way that a woman can, with all different kinds of emotional abilities and rachamim, since she is the one found in the home, and she uses her unique kochos to pull the child after Torah learning in his youth, gam ki yaskin lo yosur mimena, then even when the child grows older, he will not deviate from the path of Torah, because it has been imbued in him from the time of a youth by his mother. Why am I bringing this to you? We're learning about Shabbos Kodesh. We started to talk about spending a little extra for Shabbos according to your means. Then we spoke about, based on Chukas and Balak, Big Day Kuhuna, your home is a Mishkan, a Mikdash Tma'a, you have to dress for Shabbos. Then the next thing we read of Shem Pinkas is the Shabbos candlestick should be as nice as possible, like the menorah in Hashem's home, the Beis HaMikdash. We enter the Shulchan Aruch. On the Shulchan Aruch, the first thing he says in Siman Reish Samech Gimel is that it is worthy that a person should have a Ner Yafeh in honor of Shabbos, time of two Pesilos, Zachar and Shamar. Then we went to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said it was a Ner Yafa. Ner Yafa means ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar. This is a beautiful mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. In the merit of Ner Mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shabbos candles, you will be zochah to Torah Or. The light of Torah will fill your home. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on, it is worthy for a woman to daven that Hashem should give her children who will light up the world with their Torah and the merit of Shabbos candles. Okay. The reason my son came to show me that Mishnah Berurah is because I first showed him this Rabbeinu Bechaya. A few weeks ago, I came across Rabbeinu Bechaya and I showed it to my son. He went to get the Mishnah Berurah and he showed me the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Rabbeinu Bechaya is teaching us about the fact that the woman got the Torah first. And he gives many different reasons and interpretations. These are the women. You should speak in Lashon HaKodesh. You should speak Devarei Nachas. You should speak to the women first to teach them Musar and Derech Eretz. Furthermore, to pull their own hearts towards Torah and mitzvot, a woman is not exempt from being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam and having a meaningful life of Avodas Hashem. Even women cannot go through the motions. It's not enough to say that's the man's department, Torah mitzvot. Chas v'shalom, we have Torah mitzvot that are incumbent upon us as well. I'm not saying you should do the mitzvot incumbent upon a man, but what that's incumbent upon you, we have to fulfill as well. We too are Ovdei Hashem. Okay, I don't want to talk about Dashim Datem Kalos Achshav, and I'm not just avoiding the topic. I do have a beautiful share on that based on base of that, but I just can't get into it now. Okay, furthermore, an Isha Tova is a Siba for Torah. Could you imagine? Hashem said, I see there's Isha Tova in Kaisa. She is the reason I'm giving the Torah to Kaisa. What does that mean? She is the one who can pull her son towards the Beis Medrash. She is the one who is found in the home. She is the source of rachamim, this idea of compassion, mercy, with all kinds of emotions. Using her kohos, her unique kohos, she can bring her child after Limud Torah from the time of his youth. And when she does so, in his old age, he will not deviate from the path that his mother taught him. Vilakach, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Ru'i ha'isha lihispahu Hashem Yisparach b'shas hadakos haner shel Shabbos she'i mitzvah mutalas alaha she'itin la'ashem banim mi'irim b'torah ki ha'tfila yoser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha'mitzvos u'bizchus ner Shabbos she'hu or tizke la'banim ba'alei Torah ha'nikreis or she'nemar ki ner mitzvah v'torah. I know I did not translate that whole thing. I am now going to back and translate it. But this is such a powerful mefarish that we are learning here. And it is incredibly validating and empowering and important. And something that we must all not only learn, but apply to our Shabbos candle lighting. Velakach. Now I'm going to translate. After everything I've told you, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, about the koach of a Jewish woman, not only that her heart, you can only transmit something if it's in your heart. If Torah mitzvahs is not meaningful to you, if a kasher with the Ribbono Shel Olam is not meaningful to you, it is going to be very difficult to almost impossible to transmit that to your children. Because they're going to know it's just lip service. If Hashem doesn't mean anything to you, if mitzvahs doesn't mean anything to you, if Torah doesn't mean anything to you, how are you going to transmit it to your children? It's going to be fake. They know very quickly if it's not authentic. So the first thing that Rabbeinu Bechaya says is your heart has to be drawn after Torah mitzvahs. Kedei lamshich liban, nun sofis. Pull their hearts after Torah mitzvahs. Then, as the mainstay, that keres habayis in the home, she will be able to draw her children to Torah mitzvahs. With her unique bakama minei ga'aguin, with her unique emotions, with her unique longings, she can bring her children to Limud Torah in their youth. And then in their old age, they won't depart from what she has taught them. But you can only teach something meaningful if it's meaningful to you. If it's empty to you, know, what time is it? Rabbi Zachary Wallerstein Zatzal started a school, the B'no Chai Academy in Brooklyn, for girls, for an alternative school. This is how it's described. An alternative school for girls for whom there is no alternative. An alternative school for girls for whom there is no alternative. The Menahal, I believe, is Rabbi, I forget his name, Rabbi Grossman, I forget his name. This was years ago in Mishpacha magazine, years. But it made such an impression on me. There was an interview with the principal of the Nochai Academy, and he said that a girl came to him and she was talking to him. She said, I hate tefillah. So he said, describe to me your relationship with tefillah. So she said, well, my mother sits on the couch. This is how the story was told. My mother sits on the couch Friday night and screams at me to go daven Kabbalah Shabbos while she reads romance novels. So I said to her, your problem is not with tefillah. Your problem is not with your Ribbono Shel Olam. A woman wants to be able to translate the impact, the import, the beauty of Shabbos, of Torah, mitzvahs to her children. She's got to feel that it's really beautiful and she better live that lifestyle as well. And now the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, And therefore, it is worthy for the woman to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas hadakas haner shel Shabbos, at the time that she lights Shabbos candles. Shehi mitzvah mutalas alaha, because hadakas neir Shabbos is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the woman. And what should she daven at the time of lighting Shabbos candles? Sheyitin Hashem banim meirim b'torah. She should daven that Hashem should give her offspring, children, progeny, who are lit up with Torah, who will light up the world with Torah, who are suffused with the aura of Torah. Why is the time of candle lighting such an appropriate time to daven for children who will be talmidei chachamim, who light up the world with Torah? There's a specific reason Rabbeinu Bechai is pointing out here. Because it's a mitzvah to light Shabbos candles. Not only is it a mitzvah incumbent upon the woman. So it's a special mitzvah unique to women. Ki hatfila yoser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. A person who davens at the time of fulfilling a mitzvah, the tefillah is more ready to be heard. Why? Because it's an eis ratzon. But why is it an eis ratzon? Because you're involved in a mitzvah. When you're involved in a mitzvah, you're creating kochos in shamayim. You're creating malachi mitzvos in shamayim. You are opening the heavens to a certain flow in the schus of this mitzvah. So ki atfila yoser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Therefore, tefila uttered me'amakei halev at the time of completing a mitzvah will be more heard. It reminds me also of a Hafreshes Challah. Hafreshes Challah is also a mitzvah incumbent upon women. Hafreshes Challah is in Parashas Shlach, Perek Tasvav, Bamidbar, Reishis Arisus Heichem Chal Torim L'Tum L'Hashem. Once you're involved in the mitzvah of Challah, it's an eis ratzon for tefila. Why? Because tefila that is performed at the time of a mitzvah, yoser nishmas. Why do we daven by when we attend a bris, when the baby cries? Why we have it's a tremendous eis ratzon to daven, not only because the baby's crying. We are not into superstitions and incantations. No, it's an eis mitzvah. A mitzvah is being done. What's the mitzvah? B'yam shmini yimal basar alaso. Since we have a mitzvah bris milah being done, the heavens are being moved and opened through the kolach of this mitzvah, it's a time to daven. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, V'hakach ra'ui ha'ishalit palal l'shem yisparach b'shas halakas ner shal Shabbos. And therefore, it's worthy for the woman to daven to Kosh Baruch Hu at the time she lights the Shabbos candle. She mitzvah mutal salah, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah that's incumbent upon you. She'yitin l'shem banim irin b'tor. What should you daven for? The Rabbeinu Shem, not just give me children. Why? To fulfill a maternal instinct. So I could dress them nicely. So I could pay high tuitions. So I could fill the house with dips and Shabbos food. Why should I have children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they will light up the world with your Torah. Why is it a ra'ui time to daven? Remember the Mishnah Berurah already codified this halacha. He says it's right for a woman to daven at the time of Hadlakas Neir. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains why. Ki tefila yoser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Because tefila is more heard at the time of doing it. So I'm aware of the time, but we also started a few minutes late because we're having Zoom technicalities. Because it's Erev Shabbos, if you've never noticed, I'm extremely machmir to always finish the shiur at 9:45. Always. I don't go over. But we started 4 minutes late. So if you need to leave, I do understand. You can catch the end of Yom Torah. I am just going to finish this piece, considering that we had to start late because of our technology problems. Ki atfila yoser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, because you're being osik in a mitzvah. Hafreshes Challah is a mitzvah. Therefore, the heavens are stirred with rachamim, so to speak. Therefore, you should daven. When you go to bris milah, we're doing an unbelievable mitzvah, l'achnisu b'risha Avram Avinu. And therefore, you should daven, because a tefillah done at the time of a mitzvah, yoser nishmas, is more heard in shamayim. Specifically because this Hadakos Neir Shabbos is a mitzvah for you. Rabbeinu Bechai writes that Shehi mitzvah mutalas alaha. You're not just doing a general mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah incumbent upon you. Therefore, you're misover the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, to be a Baal Rachamim in the merit of this mitzvah, to give you schar in the merit of this mitzvah. Therefore, you should daven. And in the merit of Shabbos candles, Shehu Or, which is light, Tizke Labanim Balei Torah Hanikres Ar. So beautiful. It's Shemos Perik Yates Pasuk Gimel. Go mark it in your Mikros Kedos. Go mark it in your Mikros Kedos. So you will remember where this is. In the beginning of my Mikros Kedos, I have certain Prakamim Sukkim with the Mepharish that I want to remember, including this one. Okay? It wasn't here before a few weeks ago in the beginning of Mikros Kodosh because I wasn't aware of it. It came to my attention. I showed it to my son. He went to get the Mishnah Berurah. Ubishchus ner Shabbos, and in the merit of Shabbos candles, shehu ar, which bring light to your home, just like, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, the same goes for, we bring our share full circle, the same goes for our Shabbos candles, shouldn't they be as nice as possible? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should have a ner yafa, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should daven for children who will be made or the light with the light of Torah in the world. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, the woman got the Torah first. What do we learn? A lot of things. We went through them and we reviewed them. The Rabbeinu Bechai ends by telling you that it is as sha'as tefillah when you're osek in this mitzvah, and you shouldn't be just davening stam. You should be davening specifically with the machshava that Hashem, let my children be mekadei shem shamayim. Wherever they go, they should light up the world with Torah and mitzvahs, k'milas chasadim. Everyone should look at them and says, if that's what a Torah yid is, that's what I want to be. U'bishchus ner Shabbos u'ar tizka lebanim ba'alei Torah nekros ar. In the merit, it's so powerful, of ner Shabbos, which is light. You bring light to your home, you bring light to your mikdash ma'at. Says Rabbi Zev Lev, how do you reconcile ma'atovu? The home should be a base knesses, base medrash, and the base medrash should be your home. You'll be zocha, tizkes, she will be zocha, to children who are steeped in Torah and Torah's or. Shenamar, like the pasuk says, ki ner mitzvah, the Torah or. Because ner mitzvah is Torah's or. Yeah, it's just so, so beautiful. And he quotes Masechta Shabbos, that a woman who is osik in this mitzvah of Shabbos candles, it will be merit to her, banim talmidei chachamim. She will have children who are talmidei chachamim. So three ways that we can really apply our learning. One, spend a little bit more for Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, we can't be cheap. It's something you wouldn't normally buy. They're a little bit more expensive. Don't spend wildly, a little bit. Spend it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I pay the bill. Secondly, make sure you look like the Kohen when you... who is ministering on the base in the Mishkan, so that's Bei Mikdash, the base of Mikdash. That's how you should look when it comes to Shabbos. And finally, we had such beautiful learning, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Psukim in Yisro, with the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that time of candlelighting is an Eis Ratzon specifically of Tefillah. You're bringing light to your home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bend to your children, that they should always bring light of Torah to the world and to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. We thank our anonymous sponsor very much. Thank you, everybody. It's so nice to be back. I wish you an amazing Shabbos. Ba'azar Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful Shabbos.